Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A meeting on Monday led by President Biden that featured legislators on both sides of the aisle received positive reviews from Republicans and Democrats as Congress tries to hammer out a major infrastructure package that could end up north of $2 trillion. It was a good discussion, Senator Roger Wicker, a Republican from Mississippi, told reporters afterwards. The FDA and the CDC will stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at federal sites and urge states to do so as well while they investigate safety issues Wednesday. Six recipients, all women between the ages of 18 and 48, developed blood clots. All of the women developed the condition between 6 and 16 days of vaccination. Blue Origin, the Jeff Bezos-led space company, announced that it was targeting Wednesday for the launch of its NS-15 rehearsal mission. The company said in a tweet Monday that the launch is set to take place from its launch site near Van Horn, Texas, USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Let's get the details from the shooting at a Knoxville, Tennessee high school Monday. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
One person is dead and a police officer wounded after a shooting at a Tennessee high school. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Rausch says that police responded to a call of a possibly armed male at Austin East High School in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Upon arrival, officers located the individual in the school in a restroom. They ordered him out, but he refused to comply. As officers entered the space, the subject reportedly fired shots, striking an officer. One officer returned fire. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene and has since been identified as a student at Austin East.
The officer wounded in the shooting was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries.
Knoxville is between Nashville and Charlotte, North Carolina. NASCAR's Toyota Owners 500 race is Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
In the spirit of no one remembers second place, let's remember second place. NASCAR's Chase Elliott reflects on a hard-fought second-place finish and breaks down his day at Martinsville Speedway Sunday.
I mean, I really felt like we were not perfect, for sure, all day, but we did make it better, I think, as the day went along. And, you know, the run was kind of that right distance for me there at the end to maximize it. I felt like if it was any longer than that, I was probably going to fade again, kind of like I had been all day. But I really appreciate the effort. We worked really hard today to get back to second. I feel like every, strategy call and circumstance just kind of went the other direction for us, and had a couple good restarts there. He had a good pit stop and made a good last adjustment just for a short run. But definitely need to be better. Our Napa team's been working hard. We've had a very eventful year, I feel like, so it's nice to just have a solid day, got some stage points, and got a good finish. So we'll try to go get them next week.
Martin Truex Jr. won the Martinsville race. Next weekend, NASCAR is in Richmond, Virginia. The GOAT is sending out well wishes to an old teammate. Tom Brady is praising his ex-teammate Julian Edelman for his dedication on the field and being an all-around great guy off it as well. Mr. Edelman announced his retirement from the NFL. On the biggest stage and in the biggest moments, you always came through, Brady said in a post Monday. I was a witness to so much of the journey and am so proud of you and how you grew from a seventh-round underdog to an older seventh-round underdog. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it all starts with agreement, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be able to, employ some common sense here and not let go of this American idea and why we're even here and how we got here. We let go of our founding. We let go of these principles. We allow our schools to be overrun and controlled by people who come in and indoctrinate our kids in Marxist and sociology and socialist ideals. And then you wonder why we're here. We've surrendered our country, unbeknownst to ourselves, and we need to pick up arms, whatever that represents. Okay. Whatever it may take in picking up arms. We do it with our words. We do it with our passions. To recapture this American idea, lest we let it go by the wayside. Now, reacting to a recent Reuters story that was just published about the U.S. and Russia sending warships into the Black Sea amid rising tensions, we have the noted best-selling author, Craig Unger, who's going to be joining us. And he said this. He says, there's no Russian empire without Ukraine. Now, that really indicates that there's so much nuance than meets the eye here. And there's so much about national security. We found this out under the Obama-Biden regime of 8 years, and we saw how our national security got compromised. And in no time, again, here we are revisiting the mistakes and the lessons that we should have learned after 8 years under an administration that seemed to be just absolutely ignorant or overly hopeful that somehow we could bring these disparate forces to come alongside a democratic republic like the United States. Craig, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, there's lots of nuance here, as I say, and you say in the title, there is no Russian empire without Ukraine. But let's back this up a little bit. We saw what Russia has been doing in the Arctic, of course, we're not even talking about China, what they're doing in the South China Sea. But it's the same thing. I mean, these forces that are antithetical to the American way of life are being rather emboldened and taking giant leaps forward here. And we've got trouble on the horizon.
Well, I mean, the fight over the Ukraine has been going on forever. And if you go back to the old Russian Empire, it was nothing without Ukraine. If you go back to the Soviet Union, it began with the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics became a big force when Ukraine joined it, and it ceased to exist when Ukraine left in 1991. And Putin has been working again and again to take back Ukraine. 7 years ago, in 2014, he sent in Russian troops, and they occupied and still occupy Crimea. This is a shooting war, and he's been making threatening gestures about taking over more of Ukraine as well.
Exactly. So and so we see this, but you know, their interest is holding on to the Ukraine. Why is the Ukraine so important to the Russian Empire? Explain that to our audience.
Well, it's a big country. People, Americans may not realize it's the biggest country in Europe. Period. That's entirely within Europe. I mean, parts of Russia are within Europe. But geographically, it is a major country. It borders NATO. If Ukraine were to join NATO, that would be a horrific defeat for Putin. He would absolutely not allow it. And he wants it back as part of the Russian Federation. And he's been working all sorts of mechanisms to do that. He put Paul Manafort, Donald Trump's campaign manager, to work for President Yanukovych back 10 years ago or so to really take over Ukraine and turn it towards Russia's interests. Manafort did his bidding. He got tens of millions of dollars from Putin in exchange for that. And if you recall, when the 2016 campaign was getting going here, the Republicans weakened their plank at the last minute. They secretly weakened the plank in support of Ukraine and made it much more palatable to Vladimir Putin, who, of course, was so close to Trump.
Exactly. Well, how close is in the reality here? You know, when you bring back, you know, a bit of history with Manafort and his connection with Russia, all this was part and parcel and justification of this viewpoint of the Democrats that Putin had to be involved. I mean, the Democrats are always in denial whenever they lose an election. And so we know that every Republican president in the most recent decades, probably the last 50, 60 years, has been impeached by the Democrats. So no big surprise there. But when they started looking at Manafort's involvement and, as you say, a mollification in the platform of the Republican Party toward Russia, this just added fuel to their perceptive fire, didn't it?
It happened to be true, though. Yes. I mean, and Manafort did get, I believe it was a total of $75 million, and this was all sort of documented in the Mueller report. And he was convicted, if you recall, over this and served time. So there's really no question about that. I mean, I think what we're seeing right now is Biden has really stood up to Putin. He called him a killer. Those are fighting words.
Right, exactly.
Whereas when Trump was asked the same question, he said, well, we kill people, too. So you see a very dramatic difference there. And Biden is repairing the damages with NATO that it was sort of torn. NATO was sort of torn asunder during the Trump years. Biden has, we've seen in recent days, Secretary of State Antony Blinken talk to his counterparts in France, Germany, to make sure they're on the same page. And I think what we're seeing is the United States and NATO is going to stand up to Russia. I don't think there actually will be a shooting war. I think Russia is going to back down. And that's what we're going to see right now. Putin is
well. That would be awesome, and that would be a big feather in the cap of this administration if they could get Putin to back down. And of course, when we've got to go to break, and on the other side, I do want to talk about the Ukraine implications. What happened with the Biden family and Hunter Biden as well, and your read on that story of corruption as well. So Ukraine seems to be in the center of all this, no matter where you go, whether you're Republican or Democrat, right?
Absolutely. Ukraine is, I think Americans don't see it. It's not visible enough. I was checking the daily papers, and it's not even mentioned in the New York Times today. But this is a big, I go back to the days. I remember the Cuban Missile face-off way back in the 60s.
Yes. I do, too. I'll tell you what, Craig, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Craig Unger after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Values, faith, service. service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we are just the way you like to hear from us as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And, oh, yes, reconnect. Let's reconnect with reason and common sense. Craig Onder continues with us as he's telling the story and giving us some background into the nuance that is so important for us to get our brains around to understand this conflict going on between U.S. and Russia, also this desire for Ukraine, in a sense, to get out from underneath. You would think, you know, this is, in a sense, almost a bit of, you might say, a little bit of a recipe of a potential civil war that could go on in Ukraine. Because, Craig, as you report, there are people that within Ukraine that are very pro-Russia. They have no desire to be a part, you know, from the Russian Empire, but yet there are others, and it would seem like the prevailing power is such that, no, they see themselves as becoming more and more independent and possibly aligning with NATO, right?
Well, Ukraine has long had a Russian-speaking population in the eastern part of the country, and some of them are aligned with Russia, but they're being occupied by Russia right now as we speak. Mm-hmm. They've crossed over into that the Donbas region, which is the eastern part of Ukraine. You know, to say it is civil war, this is Russia's trying to take it over. That's what's happening. Ukraine is resisting. They've always needed assistance from NATO, at least in words, to back it up. And we hope it doesn't become a shooting war. But what's happened now is Russia is doing more exercises in the area, and NATO will be doing military exercises nearby in early May. So what I'm looking for is if Russia doesn't back down by then, things will get very dangerous. I think Russia will not go to a shooting war over this, at least this time. And there are internal political reasons why Putin wants to flex his muscles, and so he's pretty powerful now. But I think it may well backfire for him.
Yeah, because as you said, the risk is such that if it does go to war, then the noted oligarchs could lose a lot more than they're willing to lose.
Right. But remember, I mean, I think conventional military is becoming more and more irrelevant as time goes on. And we have started an era of hybrid warfare that is war without bombs, bullets, or boots on the ground. But instead, it's through cyber warfare, it's through disinformation, and Russia has been expert in conducting this for the last 5 years. I think it played a role. It's been all over the West, not just the United States, but Western Europe as well. We've seen it come to the support of Martine Le Pen in France. You have right-wing populist dictators like Orbán in Hungary. The whole Brexit movement was supported by this. And in the United States, they got very much behind Donald Trump. And we've seen a lot of disinformation come into the United States this way. They've been supporting QAnon, the Russians have, and all sorts of things like that.
And what about Antifa? Haven't they supported Antifa as well?
Not to my knowledge, no. I mean, Antifa is not so much an organization as an anti-fascist movement. And I'm not aware of Russia supporting it. Russia does tend to want to polarize. It looks at a country and sees what are the central divisions. So it will support polar opposites, both sides at times, and it may be people who see themselves aligned with Antifa, or they will try to infiltrate Black Lives Matter and put much more extreme comments on Twitter or stuff like that to try to ramp up the dissension in this country, and they've been very successful at it, and we saw that on January 6th, especially.
Exactly. We're so ripe, you know, because we are an open society. And what is happening is these antithetical forces have been using our constitutional rights against us and the people. Because look at, I mean, we're at a point where you got all these young kids who are graduating from college that have been indoctrinated at the people's expense, at their even their own expense, and they do not see the value of the American vision and idea as you and I when we were growing up.
Right, right. And I think Russia has been very clever in using social media to exacerbate this, because in social media you don't have so much the free exchange of ideas, that people are siloed in with their cohorts, and they get you enter an echo chamber of sorts. And as I said a moment ago, Russia tends to amplify the dissension, the conflict. It tends to use harsher language when they're doing that on social media.
Amazing that here Russia can have its way with our social media infrastructure, but yet Twitter and Facebook can, put out of play a former president of the United States.
Well, I mean, you know, my view is that the social media have to be have some responsibility of the truth. They argue that they're not media. That they say that they're just technology companies, and that they should have the same freedom the phone company has. I mean, the phone company doesn't regulate what you or I or anyone says on the phone.
But the phone company doesn't throttle back your calls because they determine that you're on a list and they're not going to allow you access to the phone company and restrict it accordingly.
Media have to be responsible to the truth. I mean, I'm a reporter.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree.
I can be sued for libel if I were to manufacture a malicious lie about someone, I could be sued.
Yes.
Social media.
And why is that in place, Craig? That you're liable.
For good reasons. I think.
Sure. So why would we allow a company? I mean, forget about this idea that they're not a media company. I mean, they're a publishing agent. I mean, this is what they're doing, and this is what Congress is arguing about. But they need some backbone there to finally, you know, get this resolved in this 230 issue that has exempted them. Because especially what we found out now, even Time reported on. You talk about voter suppression. They participate. What they did in the 2020 election. This is clear. I mean, there's no argument.
Who did in the 2020 election?
What big tech did in the 2020 election? They said, according to Time Magazine, when they were asked about when they were reporting on how they manipulated and influenced the 2020 election, their term was, well, we didn't cheat, we just fortified.
We didn't cheat.
Like, come on.
We just fortified. Fortified what?
They fortified the results of what happened in the 2020 election and the narrative of what was being put out there. How they purposely limited the information.
I mean, are you?
Well, there's many narratives there, but you're talking about in a general context. But we can go right down the list. I mean, we talk about Hunter Biden, where you had, even after everything was said and done, you had 15% of the Democrats who said they voted for Joe Biden. Had they known about the Hunter Biden scandal, at least 15% said they would not have voted for him. The squelching of information, you know, even good reporting about Donald Trump, they made sure that didn't get out there. So all this was all, you know, purposely designed, in my humble opinion, as I look at it and as we understand what propaganda can do. And big tech, they had their way, and it was quite the exercise.
I would argue exactly the opposite, to be honest, because,
Well, good. Well, good. I think we need to. You and I can have that conversation because I'd love to have that conversation with you, Craig, because, you know, we don't need, you know, nobody needs to be siloed on this deal. If we're going to be educated and advance our understanding of what happened, we need to have an open, educated conversation about it. And I welcome the opportunity.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, tip of the day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your veteran's tip of the day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400 plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A meeting on Monday led by President Biden that featured legislators on both sides of the aisle received positive reviews from Republicans and Democrats as Congress tries to hammer out a major infrastructure package that could end up north of $2 trillion. It was a good discussion, Senator Roger Wicker, a Republican from Mississippi, told reporters afterwards. The FDA and the CDC will stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at federal sites and urge states to do so as well while they investigate safety issues Wednesday. Six recipients, all women between the ages of 18 and 48, developed blood clots. All of the women developed the condition between 6 and 16 days of vaccination. Blue Origin, the Jeff Bezos-led space company, announced that it was targeting Wednesday for the launch of its NS-15 rehearsal mission. The company said in a tweet Monday that the launch is set to take place from its launch site near Van Horn, Texas, USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, the fight, your moment. You come so.
You know, there's something about saving our own country. You know, it goes back to what we're taught when we're on an airplane, right? If the airbags come down, what do? You make sure you get your airbag on first before you help somebody else. I think this is common sense. It's good reason to employ. But America needs to have a sense of urgency about this democratic republic. The Marxists, as David Horowitz is reporting, and we're going to be talking to him later about his new book, The Enemy Within, I'll tell you, it's quite a reveal, and it's added information for what we've been taught and what's been shared with us by Trevor Loudon in his book, Enemies Within, Enemies Plural. In this particular case for David, it's the enemy, which he's talking about are these Marxists that have taken over our government. And you think just because America has always been a certain way that that's the way it'll always be. Let me tell you, the forces are so strong and prevailing. Just take a look at the fruit of the policies and what's going on. My good friend David Rubin, the former mayor of Shallow Israel, is with us right now, author of the book Trump and the Jews. And it's always good to be talking to him. He's live in Israel right now. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's good to be with you again. And yes, I am the author of Trump and the Jews, and I am also the author of the book that will be released in 2 days called Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel.
Wow, yes.
I'm surprised. Yes, I'm surprised nobody mentioned that to you, so I'm mentioning it to you right now.
Well, no, thank you. Nobody did, and they didn't send me a preview copy, but I'm sure you will get one to me. You're always faithful to do that. That's most helpful, so that when I have you back, we're on top of it, because we'll talk about this, because there is so much. I mean, that has been, I think from day one when you and I talked and met, this is a big takeaway, that we can learn so much, you know, from Israel, what Israel has done just at every level, in this particular case, confronting radicals, but other cultural issues, and how Israel has been an excellent example, not only to the United States, but to other countries as well.
Yes, absolutely. And look, it's a big problem now, the whole issue of the radicals who are trying to change Judeo-Christian civilization into some sort of global secular Marxist vision. And it's important to know what they're doing, how they're doing it, how they have been doing it for a long time, and more importantly, how to counter it. And, you know, Israel obviously has had a lot of successes, but we've also made some mistakes along the way, and it's important to learn from our successes and our mistakes.
Right.
So,
and I would say that Israel has learned from their mistakes, whereas the United States, God only knows, David, I don't understand why they think they need to remake the mistakes all over again. I mean, this is when you have empirical evidence as clear. It's like, you know, you get new management in town and they want to reinvent the wheel. And it's unbelievable. It's like we already know that there are certain people that hate us and they do certain things. We've read from, I mean, as much as the kids right now in our college campuses are being indoctrinated towards Marxism and socialism, you know, we studied this as growing up. We read the books about socialism and Marxism and, you know, Rules for Radicals. We read that and we kind of poo-pooed it. We just said, well, that's kind of ridiculous. We didn't realize that this was an indoctrinating tool that was going to be used, you know, decades down the road against us, and here it is.
That's right. That's right. So they look. I've always said that, and this is really something that you know, most people can relate to, that where most people learn from their mistakes, and some people don't learn from their mistakes. But the smartest way is not to learn from your mistakes. The best way is to learn from other people's mistakes.
Yeah.
not to wait for the mistake to happen. So that's the whole idea. So that's really, you know, the main message in my book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel, that we have certain lessons that we have learned from our mistakes and from our successes, and we can share that with our good friends in America who after all come from a country that was built on biblical foundations and has a lot in common with us, at least America, what it once was and hopefully will soon be again, but it's under assault from these left-wing secular radicals who are trying to change it.
Yeah, and we have people participating in this, David. It's just like, I mean, you talk about learning from mistakes. I liken it to challenging the law of gravity. You know, we got a lot of young kids jumping up on top of the buildings, you know, jumping off and thinking that the law of gravity doesn't exist until they hit the ground. And that may have to occur, that because people forget, as you know, in the Bible many times, I think probably for every day of the year, the Bible tells us to remember. And, you know, a big part of the Jewish culture is about remembering the goodness of God. And there is a reason for that, because lest we forget it, then we start living according to man instead of godly principles.
That's correct. And look, I'll tell you one thing that's quite interesting about the today. Actually, starting this evening, we have a siren in Israel, and we commemorate Israel's Remembrance Day, Israel's Memorial Day, for those soldiers who died in battle and those terror victims who were killed by our enemies. Mm-hmm. And there's an important lesson there, because the United States also has Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, people go out and they make barbecues. And we usually wait till 24 hours. We wait till the next day, which is Israel's Independence Day. Mm-hmm. That's when we do the barbecues. The Memorial Day is in memory of those who have sacrificed their lives for our country. And in the United States, there have been too many visions recently of people rioting out in the streets, trying to tear down statues to America's heroes, trying to take off the names of buildings that are actually monuments to America's heroes. And in Israel, we don't do that. In Israel, we know that our heroes weren't perfect people. I see in America, you know, they're taking off George Washington's name because he owned a slave, or Thomas Jefferson because he owned slaves, or Andrew Jackson trying to tear down his statue in front of the White House because he did some things against the American Indians, Native Americans, mm-hmm. as they call them. Our heroes are not perfect. We're not perfect, but we honor the great things that they did. And,
exactly.
I guess I could continue after the break, but you know, I want to tell you about King David and King Solomon. So you'll understand.
Let's do that after the break. But you bring up an excellent point in terms of Remembrance Day. It is, in a sense, a holy day because that we are honoring, the extraordinary feats of ordinary Americans, ordinary Israeli and citizens, and I believe we compromise that when we lose a sense, and we've made that comment on this show repeatedly, that I think there's a time for celebration. We talk about July the 4th and others, but Memorial Day should be a sacred day.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her, and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning.
If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Angels watching over me, every move I make. Angels watching over me.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, David Rubin, author of the brand new book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. And one of those things, David, which is surprising in a sense, I mean, although we know Joe Biden is just hell-bent on reversing anything, positive or not, that was clearly demonstrated during the 4 years of Donald Trump. For example, you know, why should we support Palestine? And, you know, all they're doing is they're taking the money that we're giving them, and to your earlier comment, and rewarding, you know, terrorists and their surviving families. I mean, this is absurd. And so I guess that didn't make sense to Joe Biden. And he decides to open up the checkbook and start sending money back to the Palestinians when Donald Trump demonstrated some clear lessons, positive things, including negotiating peace with at least 5 surrounding Arab countries and said, hey, yeah, we can talk about this. You just didn't talk to us earlier before because they, the Democrats, have always believed, Obama included, that peace in the Middle East had to go through Palestine, right?
Those Palestinians.
Yes.
There is no country Palestine, just for clarity purposes. And
yes.
And look, the difference between Trump and Biden is the difference of what we were talking about a moment ago. How to deal with radicals. And, you know, here we're talking about, you know, the fanatical, radical Palestinian Authority that is the father of modern terrorism. And, you know, they have proven themselves over the past few decades, and autonomy. We gave them autonomy in seven cities in Judea and Samaria. The Palestinian Authority was given control. And during those two decades, Israel had its greatest increase in terrorism from the Palestinians. And that is the time when I was wounded in a terrorist attack, along with my three-year-old son and so many thousands of other Israelis were either killed or wounded in terrorist attacks. And so Trump came in and he said, they're paying terrorists every single month, giving salaries to terrorists who have wounded or killed Israelis or Americans, and we are not going to support it anymore. And Trump made it very clear. He sent out that message very clearly, and he cut off aid to the Palestinians, to the Palestinian Authority. So, those were bold moves by President Trump. And then along comes Biden, and even though the Palestinians are still sending out those monthly salaries to the terrorists, despite that, Biden has gone ahead and restored financial aid. He's giving them $290 million in the coming year. Something's not right there. That is the policy of appeasement that I wrote about in my book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. Learn from our mistakes as well as our successes. And that was one of our mistakes, trying to appease terrorists, trying to appease those who tried to kill you. And
exactly.
Biden is going ahead and appeasing them, thinking that that is somehow going to bring peace.
Well, it's never worked. Hasn't worked before. Won't work now. But this is the case. I mean, this is what drives me absolutely nuts, David Rubin, is that with the Democrats, they live in a theoretical world. They cast away any, empirical evidence, any history. It's like, hey, let's talk about the possibilities. I mean, Barack Obama is one, theory after another. And you go, what? Where has this worked? Well, how can you do this? And you just spend the people's money like crazy and so irresponsibly. I mean, if you were a true CEO of any company, you'd have been fired. You'd have been let go. And instead of us being subjected to, it was bad enough 4 years, and how he got the other four is beyond me. Heaven knows, but we'll leave that where it is. But that's history as far as we're concerned, and we're still scratching our heads as to why we have somebody in the Oval Office somehow that can get something like 10 million more votes than Barack Obama, an iconic first black president, and you're going to tell me Joe Biden is worth 10 million more votes? I'm sorry, just the math on its face doesn't add up. But that takes away from what we're here to talk about, and that is that as you say, there's so much for us to learn, and you and I have discussed this issue before, and that is that Israel was going to be at some point, if America and if diplomacy wasn't working, Israel was going to have to attack Iran's nuclear facilities. And this is what happened, right?
And this is what, well, it didn't happen in the fullest sense. It was a small attack. And 9 months, it caused a 9-month delay in the uranium enrichment at that particular nuclear plant, the Natanz plant, where they, according to the Iran nuclear deal, they're allowed to enrich uranium there, but Israel was never a party to that deal, and we're not going to let them enrich uranium. So, enriching uranium is only for a nuclear bomb. It has no other purpose. We're not going to allow it. So that's and frankly, Bill, I'm just going to add in what you were mentioning, referring to the elections in the United States. There is another thing that America can learn from Israel, and that is how to run an election. We had elections about a month ago, and yeah, there's a lot that could be criticized in our electoral system, and hopefully a lot of those flaws will be fulfilled. But the actual voting goes like clockwork. We go to the polls. Everyone goes to the polls. We have handicapped access polls for those who have trouble getting to the polls. I went to vote, and I took my 95-year-old mother to vote in person at the polls, and she presented her photo ID, which is required here, and she voted. And she doesn't know a word of Hebrew, so it's, you know, it's clear to me that there is no reason why in America you can't have in-person voting for almost everybody with photo ID. It's the most common sense thing that I could ever think of.
Because in Israel, it's you know, the objective of what voting is all about is clear. It's to honor the vote. And here in America, it's not about honoring the vote. It's about honoring an expected outcome by a particular party. That's the big difference.
We also believe in something else, Bill. We believe in honesty.
Yes.
We believe in the Ten Commandments that were given to, you know, to our teacher, Moses on Mount Sinai. And I know there are a lot of Americans who believe in that as well. So you don't try to cheat away an election, and you don't try to make it systemic in the system. And that's what the Democrats are trying to do by fighting against having a photo ID when you go to vote.
Well, in a majority of Americans are fine with a voter ID card. It's not a problem. But meanwhile, you know, they want to continue to expand. I mean, does Israel do one day voting, or is it a week's voting, or is it 152 days of voting? I mean, like it's starting to get here in America.
We have one day of voting. The polls are open from early in the morning until late at night, and it is possible to vote via absentee ballot in extreme circumstances, you know, somewhere for soldiers, for instance, who are stationed,
right.
And you know, but here we even had separate special voting booths were set up in hospitals for coronavirus patients who were hospitalized or other patients who were hospitalized, and but they still had to vote with a photo ID. They still had to identify themselves. And so that, you know, this is something that's basic common sense.
Exactly.
If someone is trying to cheat, they have no reason to avoid that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really what it comes down to, isn't it? It's obvious that they're trying to rig the system. And the thing is, the Democrats have done this for a long time. I mean, when you have a situation, you know, like in Philadelphia, the one year when Barack Obama, I think, in his second run, there were like 58 voting districts in Pennsylvania that voted 100% for Barack Obama. Now, I don't know about you, but if I saw 100% in 58 different voting districts, my suspicions might raise up a little bit. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We try to avoid things like that here.
Well, yeah, I mean, and even if you do happen, you know, if they do happen, we learn from them, right? But not here in America. We just, you get people like Eric Holder, the attorney general of the time, says, there's no such thing as voter fraud. And you go, wait a minute, you knucklehead. People are getting arrested. They're in jail for voter fraud, for stuffing the ballot. How is there no such thing? I'll tell you. David, our conversation will continue. Look forward to getting the book, and we'll talk more about it, okay? Congratulations.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.